So Kakalosh, we're just going to continue with the halachot of Sefirat HaOmer. We just wanted to bring down a few of the halachot. Number one is a very interesting halacha brought down. This is already brought down in the name of the Brisker Rav, the Har Tzvi. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings it down as well, which goes as follows. Imagine right now, I forgot Sefirat HaOmer one night. I, a regular person, I come... I forget Sefirat HaOmer during the nighttime. We didn't have the minhag of the Sfaradim, of the Moroccans, right, of mentioning it during the day. There was a minhag of mentioning Sefirat HaOmer also during the day and even throughout the day. Some people even wrote it down in letters, which means that if you're going to write a letter to their friend, they would come and write down, today is whichever day of the Omer it was, which means that they were always trying to remember Sefirat HaOmer. So a person came, he forgot during the nighttime, forgot during the daytime. Now that's it, he loses the bracha. The question is, if I right now would come and give him to do Arvit, or I would give him to do Sefirat HaOmer, can he come now and do an interesting shtick, an interesting trick? What does he do? He's going to come and he's going to tell someone else in the Kahal, are you still saying the Bracha? You can answer, yes, you're still saying the Bracha. So can I come and tell him, listen, you don't say the Bracha, I'm going to say the Bracha and have you in mind the Bracha. And therefore, I'm allowed to say the bracha. Right? That was what, right, the Har Tzvi brings down the name of the Brisker Rav. And that's what actually they did. Why? They were doing that because they were saying that the fact that I was going to be Motzi Otcha Yedei Chova, I was going to fulfill your obligation, and you were obligated to do it. So therefore, I wasn't going to make the bracha, right? Because I'm not allowed to make the bracha. I skipped out a day. But the fact that I'm using you now, I'm allowed to do that. That was the Shita of the Brisker Rav. However, though, you should know that there were a lot of people that actually went against that. Right? Why? Some people say you're not allowed to do that. Who are those people? The Rav Chida and the Birkei Yosef. It's brought down in the Share Teshuvah. Also, that like the Pri Chadash, that you cannot do the Pri Megadim and the Kaf HaChaim. So they all say that you cannot do so. Why? Because since I am exempt, what do you mean exempt? I'm not allowed to make the Bracha anymore. So therefore, I cannot make the Bracha for you that you were obligated in it. So therefore, according to them, I'm not allowed to do that. The only time where there's a bigger leniency is that if it's, for example, right, the rabbi of the Beit HaKnesset, right, or the Moreh Tzedek, that he's the one that counts every single night, and now, let's say, for example, he forgot one night, and there's going to be a bizayon to the Torah, a disgrace for the Torah if he's not going to be able to count. So in that case, they were more lenient. Why? Not only because of this shita, that anyway, the person that's the Shliach Tzibur has to have in mind all the people that cannot count with the bracha anyway. But also because they are being posek, they are relying upon the Rishonim, that they say that every single night is a separate mitzvah in itself. And therefore, right, even though obviously lechatchila we don't pass it like that, in order to refrain from the disgrace of Kavod Torah, so then they were lenient, right, only in that case. But other than that, one cannot rely upon the fact that he's going to tell somebody else, you don't count and I'm going to count for you. That doesn't work. Which means that if we're counting, we have to count every single night. We have to make sure that we're counting properly every single night. So that's halacha number one, which I think was actually a beautiful idea, but it's also very, very important. Another halacha that Piskei Tshuvot does bring down is that what happens if I forgot to count during the night and I forgot to count during the day, but I wrote it down to someone, which means I wrote down today is whichever day of the Omer it was, and I wrote it down. So here he quotes, and there's also a Shita of Rav Ovadia Yosef. He says that it's okay, you could continue counting the next night. And according to this, Rav Ovadia Yosef says a big chidush. He says, for example, many times it happens that people come and on Lag BaOmer itself, so usually, hopefully, everyone's in the Beit Knesset and Lag BaOmer, so they'll remember to count. But imagine a guy, he wasn't there, he just forgot. He didn't go to the Beit HaKnesset on Lag BaOmer. But he went and he said, today's Lag BaOmer. And he said, today is Lag BaOmer. Today is the 33rd of the Omer. Today's Lag BaOmer. The fact that he said, today's Lag BaOmer, it counts. It's as if that he counted. Why? Because the fact that he said, today is, that is the Ikara the Sfira. The main concept of counting is saying, today is so and so. So the fact that he said, today is the Lag BaOmer, it counts as if he counted. Again, this is not lechatechila. We're not trying to say that lechatechila is what you're supposed to do. But if a person did forget in the nighttime and daytime of Lag BaOmer and he said, today is Lag BaOmer, he's allowed to be lenient. So that's the halakha number two. Halakha number three, which is very, very important also as well, is we started mentioning this, right, yesterday and also this morning, which was as follows. What happens to do with eating before Sefirat HaOmer? So if you remember, we brought down the Rama. The Rama says, when the time comes to count Sefirat HaOmer, you're not allowed to start eating until you count. Now, if you started counting, so it all depends. If you started eating, so now it all depends. If you started eating beheter, which means you started eating before the proper time of counting, so then you could continue, no problem. And then you're going to stop, right? And you're going to count. However, though, if you started beisur, which means you started in the time where you weren't supposed to start the sefirah, meaning start eating, and now you started, you stop where you are, and you have to continue, right? You have to wait until you count Sefirat HaOmer, and then you could continue eating. So the question is, when does this time start? So the Rama brought down, he says, Kesheigi Azman, when it comes the time, when it starts the time, already on this, the Mishnah Brura, the Kavachim, they all quote already starting from, whether it's the Magen Abraham, already from the Rochida and everything, that they say it's not really from the time of Sefirat HaOmer, it's really from half an hour before. Just like Kriyat Shema or any of the other halachot. You remember Birkat Chametz, Mikra Migilah, all these cases from half an hour before the time which you're allowed to start, whether it's Birkat Chametz, Mikra Migilah, or Sefirat HaOmer, half an hour before, you're already not allowed to start eating. So now the Mishnah Berurah's Mashma, it's half an hour before Tzeta Kochavim, nightfall. But really, the Kaf HaChaim and all the other ones, they bring down, no, it's half an hour before sunset. Because if you're allowed, Mikara Din, to already start counting already during Ben HaShemashot, which means right now it's Ben HaShemashot, it's twilight. So you're allowed to count Mikara Din, right? According to the letter of the law, you're allowed to count Sefirat HaOmer. The Medaktikim, those that are meticulous in their ways, they wait until nightfall, until Tzeta Kochavim. So therefore, before sunset, you're already not allowed to eat. So therefore, what's going to happen is this Friday night. Why? This Friday night, we're going to have two minyanim. So as we already mentioned, second minyan, which is going to be at 7:30, so they're going to say the Kriyat Shema in the proper time, Sefirat HaOmer proper time, no problems whatsoever. However, though, the first minyan, we're going to be doing early, which means before Plaga Mincha is Mincha. So Mincha is at 6:15. Plaga Mincha is going to be Pelega Mincha is at 6:30. And then they're going to be finished by before 7:30. Guys, we're going to be finished, let's say 7:20, 7:30. Now, if sunset is at 7:51, half an hour before is 7:21, which means that the moment that we finish the Bet Knesset, you're already in the half an hour of sunset, which means you're not allowed to start eating. So what do? You go home and you're just going to wait until nightfall, or you're going to wait until sunset and then you're going to count? What are you going to do exactly? Like, obviously, if we're doing it early, it was in order that we could eat early. And therefore, the children, everyone, they could go to sleep, they could do all these things early. So how do we do it exactly? So there's a Kaf HaChaim that he brings down. Yeah, the Kaf HaChaim comes and he says, right, as follows. He says, yeah, V'chen im bikesh me'echad shiyaskirenu bi'agi hazman, En lachmir kodem zmano, kemo shekatavnu le'el siman reshamen hei otet vav. Which means that there's a din of shomer. What is a shomer? A shomer is that somebody that's going to, like a watchman, somebody that's going to remind you. So for example, what happens if you have somebody and you tell somebody, please remind me to count Sefirat HaOmer. So just like by Kriyat Shema, or by weddings, or by certain things, there's a halachav shomer, which helps you in order to remember, and you're not going to transgress the avera. So to hear, right, and there's a famous Igrot Moshe that he wants to say that Sefirat HaOmer cannot be any worse or more strict than Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. So therefore he says, what happens is that we're allowed to come and put someone, appoint someone, as if to say Shomer, to remind us to count Sefirat HaOmer. Another way of a Shomer is, for example, an alarm. Okay, so obviously during the week it's easy to do that. You put yourself an alarm. Or, for example, you're going to open up a book to Sefirat HaOmer. So imagine right now on Friday night, we're going to start the Kiddush. I open up my Sidur to Sefirat HaOmer and I leave it there. And now that's my Shomer. Which means that even though I'm going to start now within the half an hour of Sefirat HaOmer, the fact that I made myself a reminder in order to remember Sefirat HaOmer, I'm allowed to start eating. And that's what we're going to have to do this Friday night in order to make sure that we don't transgress the sin. Because if not, then what would actually happen is that we would have to actually as if to say, wait until that time, right? And then count Sefirat HaOmer. So what we're going to do is that we put ourselves a reminder. It could be a book, open up, right? We said, oh, Sefirat HaOmer. Could be put telling people also to remind us. But all these techniques are trying to make sure to ascertain that we do not forget Sefirat HaOmer. So hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, we'll be able to do it properly, right? And continue counting every single night, Bezrat Hashem.